Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm, and now it's time for Dorothy's List, our monthly feature about the books nominated for Vermont's Dorothy Canfield Fisher Children's Book Award. Today, we hang out with kids in St. Johnsbury who are reading Victoria Jameson's book, Roller Girl. It's a graphic novel that dives into the fierce sport of roller derby. VPR's Amy Noyes takes us there.
They're all friends, by the way, but they act really tough, remember? The war face.
An oversized video monitor sits at the St. Johnsbury Athenaeum, blaring rock music. On the screen, muscled women in short shorts, fishnet stockings, and roller skates are knocking each other down.
So if there's something kind of unseemly in it, close your eyes.
Adele West Fisher is the Youth Services Librarian at the St. Johnsbury Athenaeum, and she admits this isn't a typical activity for her group of readers amid the tall, arched windows and wood-paneled walls of the historic library. But if books are supposed to open up new worlds to the reader, then Roller Girl has hit its mark with these kids. The lead character is Astrid, who spends a summer at roller derby camp. She thought her best friend Nicole would be there with her, but Nicole goes to dance camp instead, and that leaves Astrid on her own to find her place at the roller rink. As Nicole spends more time with her dance friends, Astrid faces the possibility that she may also be on her own when they start middle school in the fall. That feeling of social anxiety pervades middle school, not just in fiction.
Is this based on real life? Like, is this a real story?
8-year-old Julia Spence is one of the kids in the St. Johnsbury reading group. We put Julia's question and questions from other young readers in the group to the author and illustrator of Roller Girl, Victoria Jameson.
I took a lot of things from real life. One of the biggest things I took from real life is that I had a best friend named Nicole. And when I was 12, we moved to a different state. And Nicole stayed in Pennsylvania. I moved to Florida. And it was a hard time to lose your best friend. You know, we try to stay friends, but eventually we just started to grow apart. So that part was true to life, and I wanted to put that, how much it hurts when you lose your best friend, into the book.
11-year-old Gabby Anzalone asked,
when did you get the first inspiration to write Roller Girl?
Well, I started playing roller derby quite a few years ago, back in 2008. And as soon as I started playing roller derby, I knew eventually I wanted to write a book about it. I wasn't exactly sure which kind of book I wanted to write. Most of my books before Roller Girl were for younger kids. They were picture books. And I knew roller derby was a little bit older, and I wanted to write for slightly older kids. So I didn't really decide to write Roller Girl until I read the book Smile by Raina Telgemeier. And those two things together, my playing roller derby and reading Smile, it clicked for me that a graphic novel was the perfect way to tell the story I wanted to tell.
12-year-old Josie Sestito wanted to know a little more about that.
Why did you write it as a graphic novel instead of a regular book?
I decided to write Roller Girl as a graphic novel because I've always felt more comfortable with illustrations rather than writing. I went to art school and I love to draw. I've always loved to draw ever since I was a kid. And when I write a book, I tend to think in pictures first.
11-year-old Ethan Spence wanted to know about the illustration process.
How did you do the art? Did you do it on a computer? Did you draw it? Did you sketch it first? How did you do the art?
When I visit schools across the country, I love to talk to kids about how I make the artwork because you really don't need anything special at all. I do my first sketches in a spiral notebook that I buy at the drugstore for 99 cents and a pencil. That's really all you need to make your own graphic novels, paper and a pencil. So that's how I do the first drafts. And when I do the final art, I just upgrade to paper and a pen. And that's how I draw it. I do add the color on a computer and the words on the computer, but you definitely don't need those tools to make your own graphic novels.
In the book, it's Astrid's mother who first introduces her to the wild and weird world of roller derby under the guise of, quote, cultural enlightenment. Here's Jameson reading from Roller Girl.
If you really want to know, it all began back in fifth grade, back when Nicole and I were still best friends. Okay, you two, in the car. Come on, Mom, can't you tell us where we're going? Nope, it's a surprise. Then Mom uttered the words that never failed to strike fear and dread into my heart. Tonight, we are having an evening of cultural enlightenment. This did not bode well for our Friday night. We'd experienced one or two of Mom's ECEs before. Poetry readings, the opera, and the Modern Art Gallery, to name a few. And those were the good trips. On the other hand, maybe tonight was starting to shape up. Hey, are we going to the amusement park? Not exactly. We got in a long line of strange-looking people. Mom, are you selling us to the circus? Mrs. V, I'm too young to be a carny. Keep it up, you two. I want to be the tattooed lady. No way, I want to be the tattooed lady. You can be the bearded lady. We went into this huge building that looked like an airplane hangar. Mom, can I get a tattoo? I want to dye my hair pink. Can I get a nose ring? Can I get a lip ring? Just as we sat down in the bleachers, hey, what is this place? The lights went out. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for some roller derby?
In roller derby, players don't only have wild makeup, tattoos, and hair color. They also go by creative roller derby names. And Jameson says she had a good time researching names for her book.
That was a really fun part of writing the book because there are 16 girls on her team that all needed roller derby names, and it's hard to come up with roller derby names. So I actually wrote to junior teams around the world. So there are skaters from Canada, Australia, Sweden, England, where else? Just all over the world and all over the United States. And I wrote to junior teams. Kids as young as 7 or 6 can play junior derby. And I asked if any of them wanted to have their names in the book. So kids would send in their names and their pictures. And that was a really fun part of writing the book.
And as for her own name?
My roller derby name is Winnie the Pooh. I wanted to have a name that connected with children's literature. And a lot of the good ones, like Hermione Danger or like Pippi Strongstocking, were taken already. So I went with Winnie the Pooh.
Fun roller derby monikers aren't the only names in the book. As St. Johnsbury 6th grader Logan McGregor points out, part of the story shows Astrid getting bullied in elementary school. He wondered why the author chose to include a particularly hurtful name in that scene.
When you gave Astrid the rude nickname that the kids that picked on her gave her, why was it inspired by a bad word and I didn't necessarily like it that much? I can relate to the book a bit because a lot of the kids in my class aren't necessarily that nice to me and it's kind of annoying and hard.
That's a good question. I've received a few questions from teachers and parents about the bad word in the book and whether it was appropriate or whether it was needed. And my own experiences from middle school was that kids could be mean and kids use bad words all the time. And I guess I included it in the book to show that sometimes kids will say mean things to you. And, you know, you can't leave it out of books just like you can't leave it out of life. And so I guess I put it in to show that Astrid was facing, she was getting bullied and sometimes you get called bad names. And I wanted to show that it's not the end of the world if you get called a bad name. She, I think, is able to prove herself and get stronger despite maybe other kids making fun of her. It's not easy getting made fun of, but you can get through it.
And Astrid does emerge stronger. Despite being a novice skater, she sets her sights on becoming a roller derby jammer. That's sort of like a beginner football player aiming to be the quarterback. Most people who play roller derby are blockers. They try to block the progress of the jammer, who gets a point for every blocker she gets past. So a jammer needs to be fast and agile, and she needs to be able to get up after being knocked down. A lot. There's a picture on the book jacket of Roller Girl showing Jameson skating as a jammer with her team, the Rose City Rollers in Portland, Oregon. That prompted 10-year-old Ruby Mello to ask,
how long did it take for you to become a jammer in roller derby?
Roller derby, just like writing a graphic novel, takes a really long time to get good. So I'd say I was practicing for maybe 2 or 3 years. Our practice team is called Fresh Meat. That's what you join until you join a team. So I was maybe on Fresh Meat for about 2 or 3 years. And then I joined a team. And even when I was on a team, I wasn't always a jammer for games. Sometimes I'd be thrown in at the last minute if we were winning by 100 points or something. So I never actually became a super good jammer. And even just to get to the point of jamming, it took maybe 3 or 4 years.
Which is another life lesson in Roller Girl. Goals and friendships, if you want them badly enough, are worth working hard for, even if you have to take some lumps along the way. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.
The book is Roller Girl by Victoria Jameson. Thanks to the St. Johnsbury Youth Services librarian, Adele West Fisher.